The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello and welcome to Happy Hour. How many of you are here for the first time at Happy Hour? Great, great, fantastic. And how many of you are here at IMC for the first time? Yay! Beautiful. Welcome, welcome. Delighted to be welcoming you to IMC. And whatever you need to know will be presented to you. So no knowledge, no experience necessary whatsoever. You are very welcome. Glad you're all here. So what we do every week at Happy Hour is we spend an hour dedicated to some practice having to do with metta, which is loving kindness or compassion or any of the related practices of the heart, the four Brahma Viharas, or gratitude or forgiveness, etc. So and the bulk of the practice period, the bulk of the hour, is a guided meditation that I will guide you through. And there's often a guided interactive practice afterwards, which we hold as a practice, really, as a way to take the practice of the heart to our daily life. So we kind of do it as a sandbox here, interactively. And there's some time for Q&A, and an hour can go very quickly. So with that, the theme for tonight's offering is one of one that we can never have enough of: self-compassion, kindness, compassion for ourselves. And often we don't offer compassion to ourselves for a lot of different reasons. One might be that we don't even recognize that we are in pain, that we're suffering. We just completely miss it. We just don't get it. It's like, oh, you're being lazy, work harder. Or we just don't get that something is wrong, we're hurting. Or, you know, instead of being kind to ourselves and holding ourselves the same way you would hold a crying baby that's hurting, you wouldn't say, well, just like tough it out and, you know, get on and keep going and go back to the schoolyard and play. You say, oh, sweetie, you're hurting. You'll hold the child. You'll comfort the child. You'll appreciate that it is hurting. Something is hurting in the body or in the mind. Or it's just hurting. Sometimes hurt body or mind. When you're hurting in your body, you hurt in your mind. When you hurt in your mind, you hurt in your body. They're strongly related. So the way that one would hold a hurting child, holding ourselves as this precious, precious child that's hurting. And after holding ourselves, acknowledging that there is pain. Usually what happens with children is that, okay, they'll cry, they feel held, understood, loved, and they get up on their own and go back to the schoolyard and play, right? It's just kind of, it's the compassion, the love is nourishing in that way. So a lot of times we just miss that we're hurting at all. We don't get it. We become even more draconian on ourselves, more difficult, more demanding on ourselves. Instead of recognizing, ouch, oh, this is difficult. I'm going through a rough time right now. This is hard, sweetie. This is difficult. Just recognizing that. Sometimes we don't even recognize that. And also sometimes we think that if we're kind to ourselves, somehow we will not get ever get anything done, or become too soft, or there are so many so many misperceptions as to what actually kindness can do. In fact, there is some research suggesting that it's the other way around. Kindness to ourselves really supports us to thrive more in life, instead of actually badgering ourselves over our heads over the long term is not really a recipe for success or happiness. Because if you keep driving yourself, at some point you'll just completely burn out and not be happy, and not, you know, life will lose that juice, that joy, that meaning. That but actually, by holding yourself with kindness, you'll also be holding, you'll be making the conditions for holding others with more kindness. So without further ado, just having introduced the topic, I'll guide us into a guided practice. And just to say, especially if you're new to the practice of cultivating compassion and kindness, sometimes I make suggestions, invitations, and you try to follow them, and something quite the opposite comes up for you. It's quite all right. Don't feel like you're failing. It's okay. Whatever comes up for you is exactly what needs to come up for you at this time, in this moment in your life. So have kindness, have compassion towards whatever comes up. Whatever comes up, turn towards it. Whatever it might be. I could be, oh, I'm failing, I can't do this, or this is boring, this is awful, why am I? Whatever it is, turn towards it. That becomes the object of your kindness. Oh, sweetie, this is hard for you, isn't it? You see, that becomes your object of kindness, compassion, whatever difficulty that may arise. Okay? So with that, this is the time I usually invite everyone to check in with your body and see if you need other props, if you need something for under your feet or back or whatever you need. This is the perfect time to go. Get up, don't be shy, go and get props so that your feet, if you're sitting in a chair, your feet can be flat on the floor or on the cushion so that they can reach something, and your back can be comfortable, your bottom can be comfortable, and you can sit in a chair or a cushion, makes no difference, no brownie points. And I also see some people are choosing to take care of their bodies and lie down. Great. If you're an experienced practitioner and you know your body and taking care, great. That's a fine way to do these practices. So with that, I'd like to invite you to, if you wish, to close your eyes ever so gently. And check in with your body. If you're sitting in a chair, or in a cushion, or even on the floor, allowing your back, your spine, to have a sense of integrity, to be straight but not pushed up, perhaps imagining that there is an invisible string connected to the top of your head, pulling you up vertebrae by vertebrae, straightening your spine. So there's a sense of integrity in the way you're sitting, whether in a chair or a cushion. And just as you're sitting tall like a mountain, the sense of integrity in the body, dropping in, softening, relaxing the muscles. The muscles don't have to do much. Your skeleton will hold you up, softening, relaxing. as much as possible. In fact, when the body is soft and relaxed, the mind can soften and relax. Just checking in for a moment with your hands. Softening and relaxing. The thumbs and the four fingers in each hand. Softening and relaxing. The palm. Letting go of any tension in the wrist. Letting the hands be heavy, noticing what they're touching. Letting go, softening the lower arms, the elbows, the upper arms, the shoulders. Feeling as if your arms are two limbs of a tree. Relaxed, just lying by this tree. Completely soft and open. And feeling your feet. If you're sitting on the floor, feeling the bottom of your feet on the floor. Sense of integrity of posture. And softening and relaxing, letting go of the feet, the ankles, any tension in the ankles, the lower legs, letting go, the knees, letting go, the upper legs, letting go, offering up any tension. Another two limbs of this tree, completely relaxed, offering their weight up to the earth. Completely relaxed. Feeling your jaw, if there's any tension in your jaw. Relaxing, softening. Your face, letting the muscles of your face hang, offering up to gravity. Any tension, any tightness. Relaxing your forehead, your eyes, letting them rest back in their socket, your whole face and head, letting go, maybe even allowing your mouth to fall open in this relaxed posture. Softening, letting go of any tension in your neck. your chest. Lower back. Your sit bones, your bottom, your groin area, completely soft. Letting go of any tension in your belly, in your abdomen. Offering up any tension, the whole body, to the earth, completely relaxed. Allowing the breath to move in and out of the body, of the abdomen on its own. There is no doing. The breath breathes itself. It's been doing this, doing it all this time. So don't make it into a project, breathing. Just letting it happen naturally. However it's happening. And just simply notice the in-breath moving into the body, the out-breath moving out of the body. We'll spend a few minutes with the breath, settling, calming the mind, tilling the soil, preparing the mind for the practice of compassion. Just one breath at a time. And if you find your mind is resting on thoughts and plans and memories, it's okay. You're not doing the practice wrong. Simply notice what the mind is attending to, and just ever so simple, ever so gently, without judging yourself. That's key. Without being harsh. Ever so gently, nonchalant, bringing your awareness, your attention back to the breath in the body. Calming, soothing, in-breath, out-breath. Serving as a refuge. Simple in this moment, resting, letting the mind rest. Now I would like to invite you, if you wish, to bring to mind something right now in your life, in your daily life, that's challenging for you. May not be the biggest thing right now on your plate. Could be number two or three or four, or anything that comes to mind is okay. And as you bring this story up, this issue up, I'd like to invite you to let go of the storyline and stay with the feeling of tenderness, of ouch, of difficulty. Not with the story of I did this, poor me, they said this. Let all of that go. Let all of that go and just stay. The feeling of tenderness in your heart, in your body, and maybe even touching your heart center, the middle of your chest, just acknowledging to yourself, this is hard, this is difficult. Sometimes by just touching in, the physicality of touching in, the tenderness of touching ourselves, the heart center. If you've never done it, I invite you to give it a try. What do you have to lose? Be a scientist of your own mind. Holding yourself. Putting a hand center of your chest, your heart center, holding yourself with care. This is hard. This is difficult right now. Just acknowledging the first step. Just acknowledging with care. This is difficult. This is challenging. Letting your body be soft as you let in the acknowledgement of this difficulty. Letting it flow, not letting it be stuck. Letting it flow and be acknowledged. Anyone in this situation would feel the same, would feel this difficult right now. Acknowledging the common humanity. Anyone who would have been born in this body, with this genes, this background, all these life experiences, would feel challenged with this right now. This is hard. The common humanity. This is difficult. And just taking time to breathe with it. Just to breathe. Making space with each breath. In your heart and your body for this challenge, turning towards it with care instead of running away into busyness, ignoring it as if putting our head in the sand. It doesn't work. Better to turn towards acknowledging with care, with tenderness. This is hard. This is hard. And holding ourselves with care. Oh, sweetie, this is hard. And whatever words are appropriate for you, oh dear one, oh sweetie, you are going through a hard time. This is challenging. I care for you, speaking to yourself. I care for you. I hold your challenge, this difficulty, with care, with tenderness, with love, allowing your body to be soft, to be tender, making space. May you be free. May you be free from this pain. May you be free from this sorrow. May you be free from this difficulty. Or, I care about you. I wish you ease. Whatever the words work best for you. If you wish, imagining that you're holding yourself, a younger version of yourself. There's a particular time, there's a photograph of you that comes to mind. Or maybe when you were a baby. Tender, soft, sweet. Holding this little precious being that is you, that you have been entrusted to care for. You have been entrusted to care for this child that is you. And this precious, precious child, precious baby, is hurting. Holding, making space for yourself with care, with tenderness. Oh, sweetie, I care about you. I know this is hard. I know this is hard. I'm here for you. It's okay. It's okay. I care for you. Whatever the expression of care is for you, maybe holding, maybe gazing with soft, loving eyes, or gently caressing this child, whatever comes up for you, that's the right thing for you. Just as an expression of acknowledging the difficulty and holding, holding with care, holding with love, that's all. That's compassion. If at any point it becomes overwhelming, you can back off. And just breathe. Let the breath breathe itself. Breathing in, breathing out. The safety, simplicity of the breath. That's also a way of caring for yourself, knowing when to back off, if appropriate for you. This can be an intense practice. So being gentle, being caring to yourself is cultivating self-compassion. It helps, supports your practice to be saying to yourself kind and gentle phrases. Please do that. It could be, I love you, I care for you, I'm here for you. Or I wish you ease. I wish you happiness. I wish you freedom from this pain, or whatever it might be. And if you prefer it to be silent, that's fine too. You're free to explore what works best for you. Holding yourself with care, with love. It's okay. It's okay. In some ways, the practice of self-compassion is like parenting ourselves or re-parenting ourselves. with love, affection, care, stability. The older, wiser you. Holding the part that's younger, more tender. And for the last moments of this guided practice, holding yourself with acceptance and care for whatever arose or didn't arise during this period of practice. May I love and accept myself just as I am. Just as I am. No part left out. For the next practice together, I would like to invite you to an interactive practice. It's an invitation. You don't have to participate. You can sit silently if you want. And to say, there is research where when interactive practice is talking to other people or introduced, people tend to rate how the experience will be much worse than it would actually end up being, and afterwards they're so much happier they did it. So if that's coming up where you're like, yeah, check it out. So just to describe what the practice is going to be, is a practice of holding each other in interactive compassion, holding ourselves, holding a space of care and compassion, and just holding witness for another human being who will be talking for a minute or two. So we'll get into groups of three. Again, it's optional. Groups of three. And the prompt is simple. Really, what's important is how we do the practice. It's the how, not the what we say. The prompt is simple. How was this practice for you? How was it? And you can share whatever you like or not. And whatever you say is fine. There's no right or wrong answer. You can say, I fell asleep, my mind was all over the place, I didn't like it, I loved it. Whatever you want to say, it doesn't so much matter. What really matters is the interactive part of a way to take this compassion practice out into the world in this sandbox, interactive sandbox. So as we're sitting, I'm going to give you instructions on compassionate listening and speaking, also mindful listening and speaking. So first, so you'll be listening twice and speaking once. When you're listening, it's actually the listening is a more important part of the practice than the speaking. So let go of preparing what you want to say. Improv, you'll say anything, doesn't matter. The listening is the important part. Let's start practicing. As you're sitting in your chair and listening to me, see if you can feel part of your body. Feel, maybe you can feel your hands, or feel your feet, or feel your abdomen breathing, or your whole body. Feeling your body, staying embodied while you're listening. Can you feel some part of your body while you're listening? Something. Yeah, not too complicated. Don't make it into like, whoa! It's actually easier than you think. Just feel something while you're listening to me. It's not that, right? Yeah, okay. Feel something. maybe your bottom on the cushion. Actually, I forgot that. That turns to be the easiest thing for people, your bottom on the chair. Just feel your bottom. That's a big one. Okay, feel your bottom. Okay, just listening. So staying embodied, and listening without thinking about what you're going to say, without judging, just listening, giving the person who will be speaking with you your complete full attention, which is the biggest gift we can give anyone, our complete attention in this short human life, just giving somebody our time, our full attention for a moment, another human being who's also having a struggle, having a difficulty. We may not know what it is, but we can be sure every human being has something that they're challenged, that they're working through and feel challenged by, because it's just the mark of existence. It's part of being human. So holding space of kindness, listening with kindness, and holding yourself with kindness. If judgmental thoughts come up, holding them with kindness, holding the other person with kindness, okay? Staying embodied, listening completely, listening perhaps with your whole body, if possible, if your body was an organ of hearing, and with kindness to this other human being who's here practicing with you. When you're speaking, try to stay embodied. Feel some part of your body, your bottom. It's harder. You'll miss it. It's okay. Be kind to yourself. And just sharing from your heart. Just sharing whatever you want to share or not for a minute or so. What this practice period was like for you. And again, it's a practice. Really practice of holding a compassionate space. Just holding compassion space, seeing your common humanity in each other, it will arise in this interaction. Any questions? Okay. So it's best to be on the same level, all in a chair or all on the cushion. So please find a partner. And if you don't want to participate, just close your eyes and sit. It's okay. If you need a partner, raise your hand. Guys are three, right? Three. Let's see, you're two. Tell you what, I'm going to ask you guys to join those two people, and we're going to have a group of four. Okay. Okay. So remember, it's a practice, staying embodied, holding a space of kindness and compassion. So please start. So first, I'm curious if there are anyone who had, when I announced there will be an interactive exercise, they had a feeling of, oh no! And then it was like, oh, I'm so glad I did that. Anyone? Yes? Part of the research. I guess I have to ask all the questions. Anyone who had the trepidation and is not happy they did it? Honestly, I'm collecting data. Don't be shy. Okay. Anyone, I guess the other cat, anyone who didn't have trepidation was actually like, okay, I'm game. Let's check it out. Okay, that's all right. Great. Thank you. I'm going to keep collecting data on this one. Anyway, so we have time for reflections, for questions, comments, both about the first part, the guided part, well, both were guided in a way, and the interactive part, holding compassionate space for others, listening with compassion, and for yourself too. Any questions, comments? Bless you. We have limited time, guys. Come on. Please.
And just a random observation. It's not related to any of the practice, but every time you do the sigh, that feels really good for some reason.
I laugh because you're not the first person who said that. I can record it. And you just have it on your phone and just listen to it multiple times a day. What's that?
It could be my ringtone.
It could be your ringtone. It could be my ringtone too. That'd be. It's actually, you know, that's my practice. It's me coming back to my body and just really landing. And it's, I guess it feels like a transmission because I'm really landing in that moment.
I think jokes apart, I think it almost gives me a reminder that I should breathe.
Yeah.
So maybe right. Something.
Something, like, yeah. Great. Thank you. I'll keep breathing. Other reflections, questions, comments? What came up for you? Was it what was challenging, what was rewarding? Anything you learned, any insights? Please.
I felt very, very peaceful the first half or so, and then I noticed I was starting to get tense and a little bit anxious during the heart practice of holding the smaller self close.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a learning, because I have done similar practices before and not had that come up, or at least not to that degree. So I just let it be as it was, and then I just went back to letting go of imagery and letting go of words and just sitting with myself, and the anxiety dissolved away. But it's just something to follow up on maybe another time.
Yeah, interesting. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I really appreciate hearing the wisdom that came up for you in both observing. Oh, this is interesting. This is different. I've done similar practices and this is more tender. So, okay. And the wisdom is don't push it. Back off. Let go. And that's, so I really appreciate that you did that, and you've also made a mental note. Oh, this is interesting. More to explore, more to go deeply into, and very slowly make space for. Lovely. Thank you for sharing that. Other observations, please. Oh. Okay. We'll come back to you.
Among the things I found interesting, I think because of maybe the way you prepared us, prepared the setting for working with other people, it's striking to me afterwards that it was a very brief amount of time, but the other two people were just very real. I mean, there was not that they wouldn't have been without that, but there was, I think maybe it was something about coming back to the body, you know, one's own self, and they became clearer than them. Yeah. I wasn't sort of listening just through my ears. Or
yeah.
Somehow it was qualitatively different.
Different, the experience.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. So more present, connected, whatever other words might be, but somehow it felt different than other times. Yeah,
I guess mindfulness.
Mindful. Yeah. More real. I like your word.
The
first thing you said, I like more real
more
somehow.
Because
reality sometimes can feel unreal or more real, right? It's like when we're more mindful and really present, it's that freshness of being alive, of interacting with others. It's so amazing. It boggles the mind. And the state you are in, as you were saying, is more palpable. Thank you.
I really liked taking the story away from, like at the very beginning when you said to sort of let the story go. I thought that was really interesting, and then to try to really just touch whatever that emotion was, which was very challenging for me. I have like this image of like a ball of yarn almost, and it's not unraveled. Like I don't really know. I had a hard time touching what was there, but I really liked pulling away from the narrative, and I'm interested to try to, at another time, maybe try to dig into what's really there.
Yeah, yeah. Appreciate you highlighting that, because really that is the crux of feeling into the pain and holding it with compassion and care and love. And the story can get us into more story and more story and away from what can actually be really supportive and healing right here, right now. Thank you. Please.
I really enjoyed meeting my wiser self. That took away a lot of the pressure and the stress that I'm experiencing to try to make the right decision for myself and for my family. And so it was nice to meet her. And then also the younger self made me smile. So it was just a great embrace of everything that I am. And so it was just, it was great.
Thank you. I appreciate both the you're meeting the wiser self, like, oh yes, the inner wisdom. There is the inner wisdom, respecting, and we all have this inner wisdom that we sometimes forget. So respecting, acknowledging that, recognizing it. Actually recognizing it gives it more more power, more voice, and also seeing the tender baby. This image came up for me actually a few days ago when I was practicing myself. It was just this idea that this sweet little young baby has been entrusted to me. And like, come to think of it, like each of us have this little baby who's us, entrusted to us to take care of. We have to take care of this body, this mind, feed it, nurture it, take good care of this being in this world. Like, that's our first charge, even before others, before, you know, if you have children or if you have elderly parents to take care of. The first person you're entrusted to take care of is you by the universe. And we just totally, I mean, I forget that sometimes. Taking care of other people, other things, but I need to take care of this being. It's kind of like, it's a kind of mental exercise to turn it around and say you've been entrusted to yourself, but just hang in there with me. So it is time. So I want to thank you all for coming to IMC, and or if you're listening on Audio Dharma, wherever you are in the world, we love you. Practicing, and spreading compassion for yourself and everyone around the world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including ourselves.